Harper Children's Audio presents Warriors, Omen of the Stars, Fading Echoes by Aaron Hunter. Performed by Kathleen McInerney. Prologue. Trees whispered, branch to branch, above the lifeless forest floor. Mist wreathed their smooth trunks, pale as bone, and swirled through the night-dark forest. Above their branches, the sky yawned, starless and cold. There was no moon to cast shadows, but an eerie light glowed through the trees. Paws thudded on the dead earth. Two warriors reared on their hind legs, launched themselves at each other, their bodies heaving and twisting like ghosts in the gloom. One brown, one black. Wind rattled the trees as the brown Tom, his broad shoulders heaving, aimed a vicious swipe at his lean opponent. The black Tom dodged, not taking his gaze from his rival's paws for a moment, his eyes narrowed in concentration. The brown warrior's strike missed, and he landed heavily, too slow in turning to avoid a sharp nip from the black Tom. Hissing, he reared again, twisting on one hind paw, and lunged, his forepaws falling like rocks on the black Tom's shoulders. The Tom collapsed under the weight of the blow, breath huffed from his mouth as his chest slammed against the ground. The brown warrior raked thorn-sharp claws along his opponent's pelt, and his nose twitched as blood welled in the wound, scarlet and salty. Quick as a snake, the black Tom slithered out from his rival's grip and began to swipe rhythmically with his forepaws, swaying one way, then the other, until the brown warrior flinched back. In that flinch, a single moment of distraction, the black Tom sprang forward and sank his teeth deep into the warrior's foreleg. The warrior yowled and shook the Tom off, his eyes flaming with rage. A heartbeat passed as the cats stared at each other, both gazes glittering with calculation. Then the black Tom ducked and twisted, raking his way under the brown warrior's snow-white belly. But the warrior pounced on him before he could scramble clear, hooking his pelt with long, curved claws and pinning him to the ground. "Too slow," the brown warrior growled. The black Tom struggled, panic flashing in his eyes as his rival's jaws began to close around his throat.
"Enough!"
A dark tabby stepped from the shadows, his massive paws stirring the mist. The cats froze, then untangled themselves. The brown warrior sat back on his haunches, one foreleg raised as though it hurt. The black Tom scrabbled to his paws, spraying droplets of blood across the forest floor as he shook out his fur.
"Some good moves, Hawk Frost."
The dark tabby nodded to the broad-shouldered warrior. Then his gaze flickered to the black Tom.
"You're getting better, Breeze Pelt, but you'll need to be even quicker if you're going to outfight stronger warriors. If you can't match an opponent in weight, look to speed instead, and use his weight against him."
Breeze Pelt dipped his head.
"I'll work on it, Tiger Star."
A fourth Tom slid from the shadows. His silver stripes gleamed in the half-light as he wound around Tiger Star.
"Hawk Frost can match any warrior,"
he purred, smooth as honey.
"There aren't many cats with such skill and strength."
Tiger Star curled his lip.
"Quiet, Dark Stripe," he hissed. "Hawk Frost knows his own strengths."
Dark Stripe blinked.
"I wasn't," Tiger Star cut him off. "And there's always room for improvement."
A fifth cat slid from behind a tree, his night-colored pelt ragged against the smooth gray bark.
"Hawk Frost depends too much on his strength," he muttered. "Breeze Pelt, too much on his speed. Together, they would make a great warrior. Separately, they are vulnerable.